Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Open Tuesdays through Fridays and weekends through October. For more info, just go to GreatLakesDragway.com.
Pick a lane on the Wendy's Big Show is brought to you by Great Lakes Dragway down in Racine. Now, here's the deal. They go until the snow flies. Apparently, it's supposed to fly tomorrow.
I have not heard from Roy Henning down in Union Grove that they are closed. So until Roy Henning texts me and says, Spark, we're done for the year. One year they went into like November, I think. Because remember, next weekend it's supposed to be in the 60s.
Well, yeah, and I've played golf into December. So, I mean, that's going to be the toughest part.
My favorite guy, Drew Burgoyne, I always try to follow him on Twitter. He helps me out.
Well, he gets you ready. That's for sure. Yeah. Drew Burgoyne, our good friend.
I like all my girls over at Spectrum News 1. They seem to be on point.
They help you all out. You guys got another edition of the roundtable coming up?
Yeah, we did one on Thursday.
There you go.
Of course, I have to carry the show because Gary and Dennis don't never know what they're talking about. But It's just fun.
They
for
pay
me
you
to do
extra
that.
To carry the show like that?
Of course.
Well, that's good.
They want people to watch.
Well, and then we have to ask you questions like this. So we started out with the right lane in Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. Leroy, can you put your finger on one reason why the Packers are sitting at 4-1 so far through 5 weeks?
I think the best looking guy up at 1265 Lombardi Drive.
We know that's Matt LaFleur.
I mean, the guy doesn't even have any gray yet. That means he's not settled in as a coach and not worrying about a lot of things. But For me, guys, this all no hyperbole, no jokes aside. This is honest. It was terrible last year. I think we all agree with that. But we all didn't agree how to fix it. So, and the one thing I disagree with Mark Murphy, who I'm a big fan of, is how he handled Mike McCarthy. I don't like that knee-jerk, go down and fire a guy. I don't like that anywhere in the world. I just don't like that. You know, that's why you have HR. Let me get a chance to have, say my side. You know, I was dealing with a deck with no aces in it, but you want me to play spades. I can't do that. I mean, for y'all I know y'all play like, y'all play hearts. We black folks play spades.
Millennials don't really play cards.
Y'all don't play cards? Or y'all play poker?
Unless there's money involved.
Everything on money with you.
We like gambling, yes.
Okay, well. Good for you. So I'm going to say Matt LaFleur, guys, because I did not see this guy on the radar anywhere. People wanted a more experienced coach. I heard a lot of names who's going to take over. I mean, who's the young man down in Tampa, Steve? The coach, head coach in Tampa. He was in
Bruce
Arians. Bruce Arians. They wanted Lincoln Riley, the one kid
from Oklahoma. Yep.
All these name brand coaches. I mean, even a young man whose coach was in Miami, now he's at the Jets. You know, maybe
Boy Adam Gase.
Yes, maybe he would come. I did not see LaFleur. But in LaFleur's interview, look, behind the curtain thing, listen, I have somebody to run the defense. But you know what? I like Pettit. I like that he's already in place. I don't have to change a lot. I could just focus on my staff. So the one thing I keep coming back to is Matt LaFleur. Now, we've had people, and this pick a lane, you can say whatever you want. And I don't disagree with anybody because a lot of people were saying Gutekunst, and I'm okay with that because he had to pick some of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have to deal with Aaron Rodgers and the offense or the slander of having a stale offense, everything was just so bad. You get beat 31-0 at home. Billy left in the second quarter. When did you leave? Halftime?
Yeah, halftime.
I mean, it was terrible. For
last
a guy that's come in this quick and stabilize it, lose at Philly. I'm almost done, guys. Lose a game at Philly, okay? Come back and beat a team that Gary said going to the Super Bowl. on national TV by 10. For me, it's Matt LaFleur.
And you were up 31-3 in that football game.
Hey, man, listen, it was a wrap. I just appreciate what he's done. He won't get a lot of credit, and I don't think he looks for it. And I don't mind people picking Gunnar Kunz, but I bet you one person people won't give credit to, Mark Murphy. Nah, you won't hear a lot of that.
Well, we had to give some credit to Mark Murphy yesterday. Gary, can you put your finger on one reason why the Packers are sitting at 4-1?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's Aaron Rodgers. I think it's 12. Because I think more than anybody else.
Because he bought in?
Yes, it's affected him more than anybody else.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, listen. That's a good point.
We would have never thought this year, Billy, we would see him, well, the Packers win a game without him throwing for a touchdown pass.
That's a good point.
Have you ever thought of that?
I mean, 200 yards.
Not this year.
No.
I mean, so had I told you that, Leroy, that they could win a game without him scoring for a touchdown,
throwing for a touchdown pass,
we wouldn't have believed that.
No,
so to me, and we'll see, because it feels like, and I know you guys got the shirts, right? You got the shirts.
For the MVP.
Rodgers shirts. You got all that stuff going. And is they print it yet, or what are you guys?
No, we're just making the money. And
okay.
It's buffering.
And I don't know if he can be MVP this year, because I don't think he'll have the numbers if it keeps going like this. But most certainly, if Aaron Jones is doing what he's doing right, and if he's reading the defenses, if he's hitting the open guys, really that's all you need. I think it's a huge task for this guy to buy in. I mean, you think about what he's done in his career. And how he's basically carried this team for a long time.
That's why he said, I just want to win now.
Yeah.
And people took that out of context.
Yeah.
Well, and also, but one thing that he's been doing for a long time is holding onto the football and securing the football better than anybody in the league.
Right.
Their turnover differential is the number one reason why I look at it. Yeah, they've been able to take away the football and not give it away.
Sure. He threw the ball to 9 different guys. Yeah. You don't normally see that. You normally see 15 targets to 17. And the rest, everybody get the giblets.
9 different targets and only 4 catches by wide receivers.
Right, and I think he's bought in. So Gary has a great point in Aaron Rodgers, because we're used to Aaron Rodgers throwing for the Mahomes number. Mahomes' bad game is 300 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But Aaron, 200, 225, no picks, no touchdown, and you win, and he's happy? I like that. I like that, too.
And teams are finally finding out the only way to beat Patrick Mahomes is the way that you tried to beat Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, step on his ankle and hurt him. That's the only way that you're able to beat the old Aaron Rodgers, the old Brett Favre, is you can talk to that, Leroy.
Yeah.
Back in when these dudes are at their absolute power, that's the only way to do it. Now you have to find different ways to win. And last night we saw Tom Brady even struggle with that for the first half and then just roll away. 2 rushing touchdowns from Tom Brady last night. Just stupid.
And like I said, he still went over 300 yards, 1 pick, though. Mm-hmm. You haven't seen that. He's been trying
and that pick was ugly, too.
Yeah, he's been trying to carry the team this year more than he's ever done. His numbers are up, but they're undefeated. But, again,
I'll say this:
short
that
passes.
Was one of the ugliest games I've seen Tom Brady
James
play
White
in
caught
years.
9 passes, cuz. 9. Mm-hmm. So when Gary was talking about Aaron Jones catching 7 passes,
crazy.
That's how you play till you're 47,000 years old, man, 115 years old, because he get the ball out quick. And then the usual guy is Edelman. That guy got a lot of catches, but this is without Devontae Adams. That's why Gary said Aaron Rodgers. That's a big difference why they 4-1.
414-799-1250, that's the right lane. Is there one reason you can put your finger on as to why the Packers sit right now at 4-1? And in the right lane today, who is the best player on this Bucs roster that you could realistically see the team losing and then being able to still compete for an Eastern Conference title? You have the obvious ones of bench players and stuff like that. To me, the toughest one to be able to still see them be able to play somewhat how they do would be Brook Lopez. But having a big guy that can shoot, Leroy, like that, Ayuwon is an absolute dart thrower. He stretches that offense out so much.
I like his demeanor. I like his swagger, shot blocking. And, yes, I love the 3. But I think you can get away with now if for some reason these ribs don't heal up real good for Bledsoe. Man, George Hill. He's a true veteran.
A true guy
that you want in your locker room. So if Bledsoe don't come back, I'm good with it. because I'm a big Sterling Brown guy as well. And DiVincenzo, however you say his name, you need to find out how good he's going to be, Gary. Right. Is he going to be a shooter? Is he going to run
the
offense?
You looked nice the other night.
So,
yeah.
So my thing is, Steve, I would say that if Bledsoe, say it moves into 4 weeks.
Move into 2 months, wouldn't matter.
Right. I'm all right with George Hill running the offense.
Right.
Because he can hit a three, he can drive, and guess what? He'll block a shot. So I would say that would be the biggest thing. But for Steve, I know what we said, 2 and 5 what sometimes is different. And the more I think about it,
mm-hmm.
I know people saying, Middleton, if you only ain't got Middleton, I know that people what people think.
A lot of people want to.
They want to say it, but even because they want to bring up the money,
for sure. But yeah. Even right now, I don't even think you can even make that case. Even the largest Middleton haters won't even make that case. They would just say instead, they wish I had some of that money and I could just go for work for John Young and I could make money like that.
Yeah,
maybe not Chris Middleton money, but
I don't know if John Young wants you to promote that you're going to make much money at Young Express. I mean, you can make some money, but
you just moved the decimal over a couple of spots 4 or 5 times. I don't know.
Yeah,
I like John Young because every time we do something, he's there the first one, like the toy drive.
Yes,
we appreciate that. And plus, we had a young man come down. We was at the fair, and this was not scripted. No. Guy walked up, hey man, yep. I love the John Young. 6 figures. What? Yeah. I almost quit right there.
Yeah, no doubt.
Get right there. Mm-hmm.
Wait, seriously?
Yes. He said he was driving.
He was driving for Young.
Yes, yeah. And he was his own boss.
I'll see
you guys later.
Big
money.
Yeah, no doubt about it. YoungExpress.com, awesome. Billy. JUNGExpress.com. Young Express is going to be talking about so much, continuing to grow. Are you looking for a new career? Billy apparently is. Company that's been in business over 27
Billy,
years.
Did it again.
How about a company that's been listed on Inc. Magazine as one of America's fastest growing companies 7 out of 8 years? Well, that's Young Express. Currently looking at their dispatch department and sales departments. You've heard me talk about what a great company this is to work for. Now go and apply online. The different positions open, there's one that's perfect for you. Let's talk about sales. A couple of things they're looking for. There's a list, but I'm just going to go over a couple of them, right? High degree of integrity. Energetic, friendly personality. Reliable transportation. High school diploma or equivalent.
Check.
Excellent. Written, oral, and face-to-face communication skills
check.
Are essential. If they hire you, what can you expect? 40-hour work week. Salary plus commissions, bonuses, and contests.
Check,
generous.
Check.
Mileage reimbursement. Expense account.
Check.
Health insurance. 401k,
check.
A company that cares about you as an individual, a strong support team behind you from the ownership on down, cell phone, tablet, and all sales and promotional materials
checking
provided
all the boxes,
to you by
Steve.
The company, and a chance to grow within the company. Apply for the position that fits your passion today. Dispatch, sales, doesn't matter. YoungExpress.com, that's J-U-N-G, Express.com. J-U-N-G, Express.com. Young Express. Success drives them.
414-799-1250, Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a Lane is up right now on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app. Coming up at 6, you're going to hear the big unit, Bill Michaels, hanging out with Oren Burks, Vanderbilt grad, also Packer inside linebacker number 42, joins Bill Michaels at 6 o'clock. And then after, it's the Varsity Blitz High School Scoreboard Show. We got guys around all the best games in the state of Wisconsin, southeastern Wisconsin area. From 7 to 10, we give you live updates and talk with the winning high school coaches on the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Scoreboard Show with myself, big time, dude. Mike McGivern.
You make fun of him all you want. All I'm saying is that scoreboard show.
What do you mean
show,
make fun of him?
Yeah, that's, what do you mean?
That's, because I impersonate somebody, that's the number one way of flattery.
That scoreboard show has been going on for a long, long time, and it is really, really good. From where it started years ago when we started doing this with like five listeners, to now having 20 or some guys out there all doing call-ins and covering as many games as we do. That's
just said 5 listeners.
That's what it was.
No, you're right.
It was. We literally went, if you want to cover games, call us. And we gave out his like direct desk number in like 2006 or whatever it was.
Who am I?
And people, yep, people called up.
That's what I was just talking
to. That's how we started our base of people calling in and covering games for us.
It is amazing.
And now we got like 22 guys, whatever it is, covering games. And it's a great deal. And we've got football coming up this weekend on The Fan, too. We've got Alabama, Texas A&M
College
coming up.
Station, that place is going to be lit up tomorrow.
2:30 kickoff on The Fan, 2 o'clock pregame.
It was hard for me to get that deal done, but I got it done, though.
Appreciate it. And then on Sunday, doubleheader NFL action. So you and Ryan doing fantasy football weekly up till 11:30. Pre-game action.
Now that was my toughest one. I had to turn that one over to Mitch.
On The Fan starts after that. Texans and the Chiefs.
Don't laugh.
Followed by the Cowboys and the Jets on Sunday. The Fan.
Bill, don't laugh. I did have that.
If you laugh at him, you're asking for
I'm just encouraging
what?
It. I know.
You're asking for
it. Just so you know.
Y'all may not know how big I am around in this company.
You are the soon to be Hall of Famer joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Around.
I hear those new commercials playing all day. He wore number 36. Now he's here from 2 to 6.
I get $30 out of my check every week. For
the official car dealership of Leroy Butler.
You sound like him.
Don't I?
I can say them $30.
See, now that's the goal that I've always wanted to in this business.
No, you'll be a good play-by-play.
This is all fun and games, but really my goal is at some point to be like, hear Anthony Mandela weekday afternoons. like something like that. Isn't that cool?
Find a new goal.
Isn't that a good one?
No, I liked it, Billy.
That's nice. Find
he played running back for your Wisconsin Badgers.
Man, you sound not good.
He was a number 42 running back in Green Bay.
That's pretty solid, isn't it?
I like it.
Big voice guy.
Big voice guy and a big guy. Yeah. So, I mean, it all works
You're
out
not
pretty
big,
well.
Stop.
Guess what I'm watching Leroy do?
What on earth could he be doing over there? I guess there's a lot of things he could be doing
with his left
there.
Hand.
What?
Are you fingering the food again over there?
Come on,
it's
cuz.
Fine. It's some potato chips. They had down in the thing. They free.
So you're just, this guy just.
Yeah, he got his whole hand.
You want me to eat them? You want me to eat on the air again? This radio, Steve, people don't know what I'm doing. I'm doing
do now.
He just doing this the whole time.
Because you know I'm.
He's swirling them around.
Hey, man,
look at
why you got him on the table like that? You don't know who's Freedom sits over there.
No, my girl already. My girl, what's her name?
Helga.
Your girl.
What's her name?
Helga.
She cleaned it up. All right,
she's from Serbia.
Yeah, Serbia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at his friend. He ain't stopped touching him yet.
Because I'm going to throw him in my mouth when this segment over with.
My favorite part is, though, is they're just chilling on the table. See, now, Leroy, you and I are in the same boat.
Stack them up, unstack
them. Line them up in threes, then in twos.
Gary, isn't that perfect?
Okay, he stacks them up.
I should tweet that out.
And then he'll unstack them and swirl them around on the table.
Steve, that's a lot of talent for you to do it like just like that.
Just do it with four fingers and a thumb.
Well, he was doing the same thing with these almonds that I brought in today.
Oh, he did that with
those
too?
Were amazing.
Then he did the even better trick, Gary. Made him disappear.
Sure did. Gary, you know what I did to him? You know how you grab the bag? You don't want no more, right?
Right. Just look at him.
Oh, my God. I love this guy. I love those almonds. They're very good.
They are amazing. They don't sell that. Their food's way better at the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill.
And that's where you're going to want to be coming up on Monday night. Green Bay and Detroit. It's going to be weird not having them playing Sunday. I'll be honest. Football experience party at the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill.
So they can go down there on Sunday and go Monday.
Yes,
go
NFL
today.
Sunday ticket there on Sunday. And you can watch all your favorite teams play. The centerpiece at the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill, a 42-foot wide ultra-high definition screen surrounded by 9 other big screen TVs above their first floor bar. But don't worry. There's 2 other levels to go along with this place. This place seats like 600 people or so. This place is huge. 3 levels. Second level mezzanine seating, you can reserve that ahead of time. The third level seating, you can reserve that ahead of time. They've got luxury skyboxes up on the third level with private TV seats, 6 to 8 people. Their food, mwah, very good. A menu created by a team of talented chefs that elevates sports bar fare to a whole new level.
Do that again. Man, people better get over there.
Yeah, man. Miller Lite prizes with all the trivia questions we're asking. Our guy Peanut Gallery is there to help out with the answers. Plus, follow our tic-tac-toe cards. Everybody hits tic-tac-toe qualifies for our grand prizes at the end of the game, courtesy of Waukesha Sports Cards. Guy Rob helps us out
Rob's
each and every
guy.
Week.
That's my guy.
This week, a Mason Crosby signed jersey.
Oh, I want
and
that.
This week,
Also, a pretty big size picture of Kenny Clark signed by Kenny Clark.
He's going to sign a big contract.
All man. Coming up Monday night, Mecca Sports Bar and Grill in the Fear
they
District.
They need to get that early, don't they, Steve?
Yeah, reserve your tables ahead of time. Go to the MeccaMKE.com. The MeccaMKE.com. And this week, we're looking for something fun to do. Again, that Fear District. Three haunted houses. Mm. A lot of Jack Daniel kiosks and stands out there that I want to try. It'd be a lot of fun.
That sounds a lot more fun than
some of the
apple
bucks,
picking.
We saw some of the bucks going through that.
Listen to me. Would you just listen? First of all, it's too cold to do that this weekend. So tell your girl you'll go next weekend when it's like 60-some degrees outside.
Go apple picking next weekend. The Packers play next weekend.
They don't play on Saturday.
Either way.
Yo, just
the
go
Pioneers play on Saturday.
Yeah, either way.
Go ahead, Billy.
I'm telling you, that place where she wants to go is awesome.
Apple picking.
Yeah, but it's about
that's
the
fun.
Food.
It's romantic, you weirdo.
You love the
be
food.
Romantic.
Does not sound like fun.
Dude, those make apple pies happy. In the brown bag.
Do it for
man,
her.
Get out of here. Go.
It could be fun.
Thank
it'd
you.
It'd be a lot of fun.
You're still a kid.
That's
enjoy
like what
it.
Your dad says to you, like when he knows that you got to go to some like church function. Yeah. It could be fun.
He's going to be eating them.
99%
of
the fact it's going to suck, but I mean,
think about it.
There could be a 1% fine.
Reach up there and get one that she can't reach. It's so romantic. Yeah,
think about it, Billy.
Y'all going to grab it, the apple,
Billy,
and eat it at the same time.
It could be fun. Think about it.
Aaron Jones joins.
Don't spit out the worm, though.
Well, that would be nasty. Aaron Jones got fined. Maybe I can take some of his money. I don't have to get a new job. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
Who's banged up this week for the Pack? How about the enemy? Here's this week's injury report on the Fan. Brought to you by Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network connects you to advanced care across the region.
Some updates on the Packer injury report as they get ready for Monday night. Now, this is a Wednesday for the Packers. Full participants now, Montrevious Adams and MVS, both upgraded from limited. Still do not participate for Bobby Tonyan. That's Leroy's guy. Darnell Savage Jr. did not participate today. Was seen limping around, but shedded that walking boot. Also, Tony Brown and Devontae Adams, the ones that everybody wants to know, did not practice today. But full participation for Oren Burks. He comes up at 6 o'clock tonight with Bill Michaels. Coming right back with my boss, John Greenberg of the Milwaukee Admirals.
105.7
FM, the Fan.
The Packers are riding high at 4-1. Next up, the Lions at Lambeau. It's a Monday Night Football matchup. We're talking Packers on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Attention race fans, start your engines. Great Lakes Dragaway is now open for the 2019 race season. 2019 is already filling up fast with new and exciting events, including more days and nights specifically tailored for you street racers to have a full quarter mile of asphalt to test your skills. Come to a real track with real racing. Don't waste your time going 300 feet and never get out of second gear. Go to GreatLakesDragaway.com and buy a season pass or discounted ticket package. Great Lakes Dragaway, just a burnout west of I-94 on County KR. Be there.
Here's an attempt at the latest Wrench and Go jingle sung by Random Car Parts. Battery, are you with me?
Yep.
Backseat, you there?
Here.
Engines?
Right here.
All right, everyone, let's offend singers everywhere. Wrench and Go is the easiest way to get car and truck parts you want. With over 800 cars up on stands, ready and easily stripped for parts on acres of blacktop, all in the heart of the city at 3520 West Mill Road between Tetonia and Sherman. Your enthusiasm exceeded performance. Search Wrench and Go, where man meets metal. Just bring your own tools. We're really onto something.
We plan for them. We worry for them. And when our kids make mistakes, we stand by them. That's when we turn to the law firm of Kim and Lavoie. Attorneys Julius Kim and Jonathan Lavoie have been recognized among Wisconsin's best in both drunk driving and criminal defense. Their team can provide the guidance you need to help your kids move on from their mistakes. Kim and Lavoie, your best defense in both drunk driving and criminal defense. Learn more at KimAndLavoie.com.
Time for another Action Network Flash. On Sunday, Kansas City hosts Houston, and Andy Reid's team is a 4-point favorite. The line was bet down from Kansas City -8.5, with over 60% of the money on Houston. For all the betting info, download the free Action Network app today.
Nobody does spicy chicken like Wendy's. People seem to have forgotten who started the spice craze back in 96 with the original spicy chicken sandwich. Spoiler, it was us. And now the Queen of Spice is back at it. taking the original spicy chicken sandwich up a notch with the new Bacon Jalapeno Spicy Chicken Sandwich. Try one today and be sure to download the Wendy's app to get even more great offers. Spicy chicken sandwich. Wendy's app offer valid to participating Wendy's for a limited time. Redeem offer via the Wendy's app. Mobile purchase required.
It's a Monday night matchup. I'm Bill Michaels. Join me and Gary Ellerson immediately following Green Bay and Detroit. Can the Pack go to 5-1? We'll break it down right after the game. It's the 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show, and it's right here on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
This is the Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's one and only spicy nuggets are back on the menu. Turn up the heat with your fave nuggets or try the bacon jalapeno chicken sandwich. Original spicy chicken sandwich or spicy jalapeno bacon fries. Spicy nuggets are here for a limited time at participating restaurants. Wendy's, we got you.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, we're all here. Bill Schmidt, Baby Tauschke, Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, Leap 36, and Gary Ellerson. And now, the president of your Admirals back on the ice this Saturday, tomorrow, 6 o'clock. And we're hashtag Admirals 50 all year. President Mr. John Greenberg joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Also, one of my bosses. Hi, Greeny.
Good evening, everybody.
We are fired up for tomorrow night. It's going to be a great start, and we got some great promotions already starting out, just not only tomorrow night, but pretty much for the whole first part of this season. We're kicking it off with a lot of great ones over there.
We really are. It's, you know, our 50th season of Admirals hockey, and we're going to make it very special right from the beginning all the way to the end with a lot of really fun stuff, some things we maybe historically have done in the second half of the season are moving to the front. We're going to have a dog day at our third game, so bring your dog, not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
When's the dog day?
Next Saturday.
Oh, okay.
You going to take Maddie?
You I'm going to take my dog.
Maddie the Massador? Yeah, for sure, Gary, you should. There. It'd be a lot of fun. They
do
are always biting limit while I'm going.
Do you have a weight limit?
No, they let me in there.
You know, dog.
We've had Great Danes. We've had.
Oh, well, Maddie's good.
Yeah, you can put a saddle on it. That's fine.
That's fine.
So, yeah, a lot of that fun stuff. And then, you know, next Friday night's our salute to the 90s. So we're going to have a lot of fun.
Okay.
So,
that's my era.
There you go. Throwing stuff back to the 90s. And, you know, but it all really does kick off tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at Panther Arena. And, everybody gets a banquet schedule, thanks to our good friends at Pepsi. And the fire department is finishing off Fire Prevention Week. So when you drive up to the building tomorrow, do not freak out when you see all the fire trucks up front, because they're going to be doing some demonstrations, having some fun with kids out there. And it's just the end of Fire Prevention Week. And we're going to teach you also how to do hands-on CPR. So it's going to be...
That saves lives.
Saves lives, absolutely. Yeah. So we're going to try and do that, and then also go out and win a hockey game against a team that we have never played before. So we're going to play in the Laval Rocket, which are Montreal Canadiens farm team based up in Quebec, and we've never seen them before. So it's going to be fun for fans to see a team they've never seen before.
John, 50 years is a long time. Of the teams that are in the AHL, how many are older than you at this point, being 50 years old?
Yeah, you know, there's actually quite a few, Steve. There's some teams that have been around for 70 or 80 years.
Wow.
I believe this is the year 84 for the league, and there are some original teams still playing, and those teams are all based in the Northeast. But we've played, you know, Hershey before, and you know, teams like that have been around forever. But this year we're going to see some new teams as well. But, you know, we're honored to be playing year 50 and bringing back some players from the history of the Admirals. We're going to be retiring a number in February with Darren Haydar, who is...
Oh, yeah. Love me some Darren Haydar now.
Yep. And he just got elected to the American Hockey League Hall of Fame as well. So he's having a big year of honors. So we're excited to do that for sure.
I booed the hell out of him when he came back for the other teams, but I loved him when
Not
he was here.
Not you, Steve.
Dude, he was a great dude. I used to interview him all the time when he was here. Hey, so tell me this. These original teams that you were talking about in the Northeast or whatever, do they still draw really strong, having been around that long, or is it similar to what everybody else is doing attendance-wise?
Yeah, Hershey is the one of the top three teams in attendance every year. And You know, Hershey, Pennsylvania, they are the thing in Hershey, Pennsylvania. So they're averaging almost 10,000 people a night in the Giants that are out there in Hershey. And, you know, it's a big deal out there to watch the Hershey Bears play. So, you know, they are certainly one of the great legendary franchises in our league.
I apologize to everybody because I'm hijacking the interview.
No, go ahead.
But 50 years, and I remember a time, and I was talking with Mike Wojciechowski the other day about this, when this organization didn't know if there was going to be another day or a tomorrow at that point. Mm-hmm. And then in came Harris Tour and the Milwaukee Brewers at a press conference I will never forget sitting at, when almost the whole organization walked in. Can you tell everybody just how close that was to possibly being done?
It was real close. I mean, the organization was down to only four employees. It was Phil Whitliff, the legendary admiral, and then Wojo, and then Charlie Larson, our communications guy, and John Bitter, our ticket guy. Those are the only ones that were left.
And, wow.
You know, the team, they had a buyer who fell through at the last minute, and that word got over to Harris. And it really, the selling point for Harris was when he talked to his son, Brandon, who I think at the time was 6 or 7 years old, and he's like, yeah, Dad, that would be cool. So he bought the team. So,
well, God bless that kid.
Yeah, no doubt. Thank goodness he did, because now we get to all have a whole lot of fun over there at the Milwaukee Admirals. John, I'll see you tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. It starts out. It's going to be a great year. Hashtag Admirals50.
Absolutely. We still have tickets available, so come on out.
It's MilwaukeeAdmirals.com. Thank you, John. That's John Greenberg, president of your Milwaukee Admirals, joining us today.
Thanks
here
a lot,
on the
John.
Wendy's Big Show. I'll be out there tomorrow night, starting up at 6. Gary will be hanging out ready for some
jersey.
Badgers football tomorrow for homecoming. And then we're all going to get you ready for the game on Monday on a Green and Gold Monday. Gary and I from WNFL. It's the Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.